Blog Talk Radio.
Because we know that in Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 10 says, "For Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." And that's what we do. We try to do exactly what's said. Because we know in the book of Sirach, looking at chapter 6, verses 35 to 37, 35 says, "Be willing to hear every Yahweh discord, let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, "And if thou seest a man of understanding, get ye behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37, "Let thy mind be upon the ordinance of the Yahweh, and meditate continually in his commandments for Torah instruction. He shall establish thine heart of mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire." And that's a good thing, because we all know that there is a history of the world past, and it's a gruesome one, and the world present. Our present history starts from our birth to our death, but those who fail to learn it are soon to repeat it And those who fail to learn it correctly, well, they're just simply doomed in this world and the world to come. You know, because when you look in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 23, 24, let's see what happened when they go into the temple. 23 says, "And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching, and said, By what authority did thou doest these things? And who gave this authority? 24. And Yahweh the Son said unto them, I also will ask you one thing. What do you tell me, and likewise I will tell you, by what authority I do these things." You know, we all study the word of Yahweh, and we learn to give praise unto his name. And some question that authority. But learning to give that praise, you look and see, are they like Mr. Doeg? Well, what happened? In 1 Samuel chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, let's see what Doeg did. "And the king said to Doeg, Thou turnest thou and fall upon the priest. And Doeg the Edomite turned, and he fell on the priest, and slew them on that day 85 persons that did wear an apron. 19. And Nob, the city of the priest, smoked he with the edge of the sword, both men, women, children, and suckling, oxen, asses, and sheep with the edge of the sword." We have this problem sometime at the temple, but not life or death. Some people come and try to smoke the word of Yahweh with other words, or with their, I should say, unrighteous intentions. We have to learn to give praise, because the name YHDH, it's an ancient Semitic original pure form of the word praise, born the fourth son of Jacob, which we know as Israel, from the tribe of Yada, honored the heavens with song, dances, etymology, ancient Semitic with no Latin or Greek vowel points, and the ancient dialect of the Semitic nations. Once we learn this, we learn the protocol of the Bible, how the word was given, and why that, you know, we follow it. And St. John, chapter 14, verse number 6. 6 says, Yahweh the Son said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh the Father but by me. But we try to make that clear, that Yahweh the Son is the way to the Father. In 2 Corinthians, it tells us that we look at chapter 11, verse 6. 6 says, I may be rude in speech, but yet in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly made manifested among you in all things. We might not get it out there the way that you want to hear it, but we do get it to you the way that it says in the Bible. Because bringing it to you this way, we let you know that that gateway to righteousness is not as broad as you think it might be. Because in 2 Esther chapter 7, verse 7, verse number 8, 7 says, The entrance therefore is narrow, and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand, and on the left deep water. 8. And only one path between them both, even so between the fire and the water, so small that could only one man go there at once. This is why we try to keep you in that word, not deviate from it. Because once you do that, you're going to fall in one of those dangerous places. And you even have some people that try to pull you into those places and tell you that they're right. A lot of men, a lot of women do the same thing. They see you with your garments on. Hey, they want to give you a non-righteous word? Well, the only way that can happen is if you stay out of the book. But we want to stay in the book, in the word of Yahweh. So when we meet people like that, we meet them in the book of Samuel, chapter 13, verse 17. And when they, 17 says, And when he called unto the servant that ministered unto him, and said, Put this woman out and bolt the door after her. Because you have to lock away these things that offer terrible transgressions while teaching. because we know that a teacher can't learn from her students. And why? Because the teacher's always given wise counsel. And having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching. You even find that a student can learn from wise counsel, even possibly learning to teach one day themselves. This shows well in all the six camps that teach. Because we all have to be aware. We came to hear those things that most of us listening, and we hear, we can understand. But some listening, they never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. We have many that came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching. And some that's looking, they can never find. Because they are the misinformed. They can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous is what you need to look for when you're passing this information out to those that really want to receive it. You can tell if they're right or not because they will agree with you. Like the Bible says, a wise man will give a compliment to another wise man and then possibly add unto it. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teachings and only allow bump the gums contest for righteous learning. Even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us does no. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, loud bump the gums, and Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending this live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This information you came to seek and now found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav. And the time that we're open for this learning is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And those days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, Sabbath class we do have. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, which is today. Current time of this class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. That address is tribeyada.com. After you enter that on the search line, right under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu. But again, after clicking that, you still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also the donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the scriptures that I mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, mentioned once again in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the helpfulness we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. Check your calendar while there. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This is available only during the live broadcast time. To get there on your computer or cell phone, enter three words on the search line. Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears you'll be right into a live online broadcast. We even have a couple of email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These both are to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with the Aquan line. The first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, where you can call and leave a message or scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone with 600 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, please do not call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a dial tone. Remember, Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, it says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over a thousand. Can you imagine having five or six cooks make one cake? I have no clue what the outcome would be. Also, by calling this number, you can order what we have known by our numbers as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you may know, the seer is very busy with the WCC, the New York station, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen before. Even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call this number trying to teach. You will only receive a discouraging dial tone. Also, remember, we are the children of Yahuwah, called the Blessed Peacemakers. Remember what it tells us in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. And you will know why we speak the way that we do. Now, if you've had missed the beginning of our program today, you can catch the entire show at 10:30. Just do this, put in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You can choose the program that you are late logging into, or pick any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pell Talk. On Pell Talk, where our sound is crystal clear, we will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. You'll find this where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online, to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discussed during our broadcast, will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the seer Israel, riding a shotgun. We'll be taking no comments off-topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that if broadcast ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when we are given the scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, remembering that the words of Yahuwah needs to flow smoothly, knowing that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners on our broadcast, so that we may start to listen to the broadcast and receive some of this teaching. We will pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, yo. So I'm spreading this off a little bit, and young line, he's still kind of getting things prepared a little bit. And we're going to read teachers to kind of get ready to spread some books out. So spreading out a little bit, they only know one thing. It would come down like a basket already. He said, hey, see, you know, I'm good for four positions. I can play front guard. I can play the off guard. I can play small forward and the power forward. So I'm always prepared to do my will, the will of Yahweh. So Elder, you call on right now and kind of spread the books out a little bit. And we'll get something going on there, Elder. That's one thing about it. That's how it's going to happen. We know, we already know how it's going to happen. We, like I said again, be clear how it's going to happen. And those that are going to step up, they're going to step up on their own. No doubt about it. So, Elder, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. And we'll see what we can get going on in Matthew 10, verse 19. Take your time and wear back a little bit. Help those see out until they all get on this way and get their books all spread out. We just do our part. Not what we did yesterday, but what we get ready to do right now. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, what does it say?
Okay, the book of Matthew.
Chapter 10, verse 19. What does it say, I.O.?
Okay, Matthew is chapter 10, verse number 19. 19 says, but when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what ye shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour what ye shall speak.
So what you're saying, Elder, according to what you just got to read, we will be what again now?
That when they deliver you up,
we will be delivered up. And those that prepared to understand, you're going to be delivered up. So in the same token, how would you stand when you delivered up? Is you able to do what Yahweh got written? Luke chapter 12, verse 12, top 5 and 7 days. Elder, tell what that saying, and we can read out of Luke 12, verse
12. Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 says, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right, Elder. You got to believe that. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will kick in and do his part. But we got a lot of misconception talking about the Sabbath day, and we have a tendency sometimes to read verses, and they don't have enough information on the Elder, and that's why we must come in, and that profound statement that you made, and you said, see, why is Judah carrying so many misnomer names? Why? Well, I must find out. Look what it got written by Judah. So this, on this handout we pass out, especially tomorrow on free teaching tomorrow, we pass this out among the six of them on the campus. This takeaway here, it says Judah is the lead tribe, the fourth son of Israel, now called Black, African American, Hebrew, Negro. Nation, God food, black hair, war, born again Christian, and Jehovah Witness. Matter of fact, I group that I met yesterday, and they reminded me they was Moroccan, not Maroon, Moroccan. The point I'm saying, you say, yeah, I'm a Moroccan. So, you know, he got a whole lot of work to do. He said he's Moroccan. Okay, but one thing Elder has written about the nation of Israel, can you help me out in 12 verse 11? I mean, 11 verse 12 of Isaiah. Can you help those see out there, Elder, tell, what do we say to me to read in the 11th chapter, verse number 12 of Isaiah? What can we read there, Elder Mr. Taylor? Come on.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 12. 12 says,
yes.
And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble
the
outcast
ensign. He's going to set something where you can, he's going to set somebody up to show you your way. I call it an ensign. What does it say there?
Set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together a dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So it will be an outcast of the people called Israel. But he also had to say Judah will be, where would a tribe of Judah be at? According to verse 12 there. It was a tale. Where will we find Judah at?
From the verse it says all the four corners of the earth spread out all over the place.
All over the place. So that's the reason why right now when you read the 12 tribes of Israel rulers all over the place. I mean every nation upon the sun. So you don't know that's ordained by Yahweh. Because something about Judah, we need to know, and the book of Psalms there, still, we get a couple more for John Ryan, he gives you the Psalms up, he's ready to go, so you get a couple more in, and something about Judah, we need to know about the tribe of Judah. And some we need to know that we need to read that, you know. Something about Judah in the Psalm chapter 60. Can you go see out about Judah in Psalm chapter 60? Can you look right down at verse number 7 and tell me what about the tribe of Judah? So people need to read in Psalm chapter 60, verse number 7, pertaining to the tribe of Judah. What are we reading in Psalm 60, verse 7? You want to drop them out?
Okay, was that Psalm 60, verse number 7?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 60, verse number 7. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is mine lawgiver.
So you make the claim that Judah is the who?
My lawgiver.
My lawgiver. So the one that's going to be talking about his law is who? Hey, elder chick, who going to be talking about Yahweh's law?
According
to the 12 tribes of Israel.
Judah.
Okay, here you go. A little bit louder here. We're going to be talking about Yahweh's law according to that verse. Step in there, young man, and bring it up.
Now, that's Judah.
Judah, that's the one supposed to give the law. So anytime you see anybody standing before you, you know, sooner or later you got to say, and so we got to get it on. When it comes down to the law of the Almighty Yahweh, who folks believe again that our young man?
Yahweh Judah.
Yahweh Judah. Who folks believe? So what it says in 78, Brother Cotty, what is saying in 78 before we reread that, we always got to meet and greet our brothers as we to take care of business and good. So from the tribe of Loud God Judah, young lion, Brother Cotty, Yahweh bless you, Israel.
Yahweh bless you, Israel. Oh, see you, boy.
it's a thing that we was going to lose some knowledge of the things that young man. And I wanted you to apply it now. It was a thing that we was going to, it was going to get away from us. And I want to know, what can we read that we was going to lose? Give me Jeremiah 17, verse 4. Let's see what Jeremiah 17, verse 4 says. But that ain't what I'm looking for. I'm just solving the time. But what do Jeremiah 17, verse 4 say that we can read?
Going over to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 4. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, and picking up at verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you know not. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever.
Mm-hmm. So we find out he said you're going to discontinue from your inheritance. And what have you discontinued from? And David, in 129, verse number 8. 129, spoken by the Holy Ghost to David. He said, what are we going to lose that we can identify with today according to verse number 8?
Okay, going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 129, and we want verse 8. The book of Psalms, chapter 129, verse 8 reads, neither do they which go by say, the blessing of Yahuwah be upon you. We bless you in the name of Yahuwah.
You hear that? He said, that's not going to be done anymore. We're going to do everything to limit 7841 Psalms. What does it say in Psalms 7841 there? Number one.
Going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 41. The book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 41 reads, yes, they turned back and tempted Yahuwah and limited the righteous one of Israel.
Uh-huh. So they got out of order. And when you get out of order, and Yahuwah, he's going to limit his blessings towards you. Now come back to Psalm and read that again. What they're going to do, now, David prophesied what they're going to do. He said the whole nation of Israel is going to do what? They're going to read. And that verse you just got to read, Psalm, whatever was, 129, verse 8.
Psalms 129, verse 8?
Yeah, verse 8.
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 129, verse 8. Verse 8 reads, neither do they which go by say, the blessing of Yahuwah be upon you. We bless you in the name of Yahuwah.
You see that? It said they no longer will say that when you meet another Israelite descendant. They would never say, I bless you in the name of Yahuwah. How many letters is that?
Four letters. Y-H-W-H.
Uh-huh. And what was that pull from in the book of Ruth? Now, he pulled that. Now, he didn't just pull a rabbit out of the head on that. In the book of Ruth, he pulled that verse. And we're going to see where he pulled that verse from. And in the book of Ruth, where he pulled that verse from. Because he looked at the scriptures and he pulled that verse. So in Ruth chapter 2, verse 4, where did he pull that verse from that we can read? Ruth chapter 2, verse 4, come on.
The book of Ruth chapter 2, verse 4. The book of Ruth chapter 2, verse 4 reads, and behold, Boaz came from Bethel,
yes,
and said unto the reapers.
What did he say to the one that was keeping everything in order, the reapers? What did he say?
Yahuwah be with you.
What did he say?
Yahuwah be with you.
All right. Let
they answered him.
And who answered him?
And they answered
and
him.
They answered him.
Yahweh bless you.
So he said, in time to come, that would be wrong. We would be double-minded, and we'll do it only sometime, but we would not make an effort to do it all the time. Because we need trying, it's going to fall off his head. Because if the lead tribe would have had this information, that wherever he goes, he'd be another member of the lead tribe Judah. The first time he goes to say, when he seen him, eyeball to eyeball, Yahweh be with me.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the response answer you're going to get? Because we can read.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, what are the response answer when another member of Israel said to you? Yahweh be with you.
Yahweh bless you.
And what can we read there?
The book of Ruth, chapter 2, verse 4.
Yeah. See, everything we say, you can read. That's the game changer. That's the sign of Judah on their way back. You got to be able to, whatever you put on the table, if it come out your mouth, you got to be able to bag up. You cannot be no 1 Thessalonians 5, 20 and 21. You cannot be caught up 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Where to read?
Going over to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 and verse 21.
Yeah.
The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 20 and verse 21. Verse 20, read.
Where to read?
Despise not prophesying.
Despise not prophesying. Despise not open this book up and see if it's so. Despise not being in 17:11 in the book of life. Don't just say, without going back and check it out and see if it's so. Go ahead and read.
Verse 21.
Yes.
Prove all things.
Prove all things.
Hold fast that which is good.
Yes. Prove all things and hold fast what is good. That's the game changer. Now look at the case in point. Now they'll go here, and they'll tangle up the world. They go to Colossians chapter 1. Make it Colossians chapter 2. And they'll go here, young line. They'll run to Colossians chapter 2. Chapter 2, and they'll read 15 and 17, and they'll bend the back of 95% of children of Israel this day. They go to Colossians chapter 2, and they'll drop 15 and 17 on you. I mean, even Judah, this is born Judah. You'll do it also. Let's see what they're looking at when they go to Colossians. They're wrong with Colossians. Chapter 2, verse 16. What one verse says?
The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 16, read.
What do you read?
Let no man therefore judge you in me. Yeah.
So let no man judge you in me. Go ahead.
Or in drink.
Or in drink.
Or in respect of a righteous day.
Yes, read what you see, but it's what he calls.
Or of the new moon.
Or of the what kind of day again? What is the
righteous? Of the holy day.
Okay, of the holy day. Don't let nobody judge you on a holy day.
Or of the new moon.
Or don't nobody judge you on the new moon.
Or of the Sabbath day.
Or the Sabbath day. You see that? So they'll drop that on you. And tie your hands all the way around. You can't judge me about what day I keep. You can't judge me because I don't keep the new moon. You can't judge me. Yes? Now, they're going right there. They'll drop that verse on you, and now you can't get off Monday. And that's why we take our time and understand one thing. We don't look at what we did yesterday. All on our mind is what he can do today. Not yesterday.
That's right. Everything we've done yesterday,
it's work to do today. It ain't
even a death
season, but we got to read
2:16 one more time. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 16.
Listen, God.
16, read.
What
are the rules?
Let no man
therefore judge you in meat.
So let no man judge you in meat.
Or in drink.
Now, you're not reading why he said, unless no man judge you in meat. Now, why did he say that? Now, why did he say no man judge you in meat? That means that you can eat any kind of meat that you cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So if I eat any kind of meat, now you can't get out of money. So whatever meat you're talking about, you can't get out of money. You can't judge me about what kind of meat I eat. Yeah. Now, they don't come to you. You can't judge me. Now, more than get that verse from the next thing. Let's go to our first Thessalonians and let's see where would they get that verse from. It says, can no man judge you on me? Let's go to first Thessalonians chapter 4 and we'll look at verse number 3. Let's see if we read that. So they're going to go there, and they're going to put all of 95% of Israelites up right there. You can't judge me about what meat I eat. And they're going to put this verse on me. Let's see what you do with it.
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3.
Yes, sir.
Verse 3 reads,
For
this is the will of Yahweh.
This is the will of Yahweh.
Even your sanctification.
And this is your sanctification.
That you should abstain from fornication.
Yes.
Verse 4. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor.
Oh, now I missed the verse. I missed what I need. I must have hit the wrong verse. I mean, that's all right. But that ain't what I'm looking for.
Thank you.
He said, just the reason why you see it for his national audience, because we want to, you know, play your own word. It's not my bad at you because, you said, what game of it? The reason why you see it, that's my bad. Yes. Another gospel, honey. He said, I marvel because you are moving. What you said again? The grace. Did you read the word called grace? What is the grace of Yahweh? What is the grace of Yahweh? He said, I marvel that you have been removed from the grace of Yahweh. What is that? What is grace? No, we won't say nothing unless we got the grace. All right, the hell? All right. All right. All right. All right. So now, what is this grace that he's talking about? He said, I marvel that you didn't move from this grace. Grace is Moses B. And Moses B, that's why people just see it right. So what is this grace that he marveled with, that he marveled that you have removed yourself from this grace? What is this grace that he talked about? He said, and that's all we know. It's not what we did yesterday. It's just the point that we have to make sure we clear to bring the 6th anointing chapter along, because all this will come up. It's not power that you've been moved from this grace. What is this grace that you've been moved from?
Titus.
In the book of Titus, we're going to the book of Titus to find out what is this grace that you have been removed from. He's not marveling at otherwise this grace. And we'll look at verse 2, verse number 11. And all we are in 12. And 12. But how long for you to get the title 2, 11, 12? Well, that's a good thing. I like that fit. I ain't got no problem with that fit. Look at him. It has to look at him. But he knows he's going to be around forever. He said, now, don't hear these people because they're in that burning bed. Now, Lord, I said, what's that? He said, look here. Let them do what they got to do for the spirit of Yahweh on them. He said, I wish all of them would be, what again? Good. Because Moses was what? What was Moses that we can read? Exodus 7:1. What was Moses? That's why let's see how Moses said he was all of us sealed because he was what? Exodus 7:1. What was he with? Exodus 7:1. ABFP. Count 5 PTFP right. Chapter 7:1. What was Moses? What?
And it came to pass on the day that Moses had spoken.
Well, hold on. If you read 7:1, Exodus 7:1. Look at 7:1. You look at chapter. Chapter 7:1.
Exodus 7:1. And that's why I said
to Moses. Well, now, 1 John, I was reading about dropping. Don't let no man judge you according to me. Why? So this is where they're going to go, and they're going to jack 95% of you up. Verse 3 and 4. First Timothy 3 and 4. They're going to go there and see, you can't judge me by what kind of nigga I put in my mouth. And you're going to say, well, why so? And they're going to take you to 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 down to verse 5.
Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 down to verse 5.
Yeah.
Verse 3 reads, "Word of room. For being to marry, and commanded to abstain from meat,
and commandment to abstain from meat,
which God hath created, to be received with thanksgiving.
Long as you bless the food, it's all good.
Of them which believe and know the truth."
Pray and believe and know the truth. Yeah. So if you pray over it, you get on it. Yeah. Now, what's the next verse say?
Verse 4. "For every creature of Yahweh is good."
Every creature. So look at that. So you can't discriminate. Every creature of Yahweh is good.
And nothing to be refused.
And nothing to be refused. That means whatever you get your mouth on, pray over it and run.
That's right.
Hey, that's right, huh? Who said that? That's right. I heard somebody in the class of Camp 1 said that's right.
That's right. I pray over my
food,
y'all.
You pray over it, and it's all good. It's all good now, right?
Yes,
sir. Right. Tell me
you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right there. As long as you pray over it, you can eat. Yes. So we heard, we got Abel and Camp 1 saying that is right. As long as you pray over it, you can eat. All right. Good. That's the next.
And nothing to be refused.
And nothing to be refused.
If it be received with thanksgiving.
As long as you receive it in thanksgiving. That means if you pray over it, you can eat. What?
Verse 5.
Yes.
"For it is sanctified by the word of Yahuwah in prayer."
You see that? So there it is right there. So now how would you get out from under that? Hey, Bill said, that's right. As long as you pray over, you can eat. Yep. Now, when we go behind that, because they got you now. We got you now. As long as you pray over that food, you can eat it. So, okay, whatever kind of meat it is, so all animals is made good, and that's where they're going to hem you up. Now, let's see, can that verse hold up when we are investigating? Let's read Colossians 2:17. Now, give me one more verse in. So we're going to investigate. What is it in Colossians 2:17 at ABLP?
Colossians chapter 2, verse 17. "Which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Yahuwah the Son."
Oh, but it's a shadow of things to come. So that's the shadow of things to come.
Yeah.
So what was to come that we can read in Galatians there? So what was to come in Galatians? I'll tell you what. I ain't gonna beat this down. I go to Hebrews 9:13. I go in another way of this, and I just pass it. I'll take care of it another time. But I'm going to take care of a little bit of this to make sure it can then hold up. Because you know what young man read in 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Read that again. But you read again in 5:21. One more time.
Going back over to 1 Thessalonians.
Chapter 5, verse 21.
To be up at chapter 5. We're going to verse 21.
Yeah, what does it say?
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 reads,
"Prove
all things.
Prove all things.
Behold, hold fast that which is good."
Uh-huh. soul. You hear that verse says, hey, Bill, you got to prove what you just said. I've been proved what I just said. Prove all things. So that's the game changer right there. When you prove all things, let's find out can that hold up by going to Hebrews chapter 10 and I pick up 9 verse 13. What is that, Marie? Chapter 9 verse 13. Now we're going to prove all things that we just got these things. Look it up.
And commanded to abstain from meat.
And go ahead.
when Jehovah has prayed to be received with thanksgiving, of them will believe and know the truth.
Oh, but that's pretty good about the one that believes and knows
the truth.
You got to know the believe and know the truth. He said, yeah, all that good, but once you believe and know the truth, what is the truth? Let's find truth. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 11. What is the truth? See? Tell where they're going to go. They're going to go ahead and get up. And then they come out there and say, yeah, you see that? As long as I pray right here. What's the truth? Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1. Thank you. 1 and 2. Then let's get down to verse number 7. Let's find the truth here. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1 and 2. Then skip down to verse number 7. Down to verse number 12. Come on, Paul, young lady.
Because Leviticus chapter 11, verse 1 and 2 and verse 7.
What?
Verse 1 reads,
what?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying unto them.
Okay, good.
Verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel,
yes,
saying,
what?
These are the beasts which you shall eat among all the beasts that are of the earth.
Hold your microphone up.
Let us down.
So now, we found out right now that Yahweh told Moses to tell Aaron about the thing, right? And we said again at North Jeff is read verse 2. Read verse 2, what he said?
What's
this? Read verse 2, what he said?
Leviticus chapter 11, verse 2.
What?
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Yes.
Saying, these are the beasts that you shall eat.
Oh, these are the beasts that you shall eat, right?
Among all the beasts that are on the earth.
Uh-huh. Good. Get down there. What do you say in verse 7?
Verse 7. And the swine.
And the pig.
Though he desire to hook.
Yeah.
And be cloven footed.
Yeah.
Yet he choose not to cook.
Yeah.
He is unclean to you.
Oh, but Yahweh say, when it comes down to the pig, you should not do what?
He's unclean to you.
So that's what Paul was saying. Maybe they kind of twist Paul's writing up. So Paul wasn't going against what Yahweh said with the ABL pig. Huh? So he said the pig, you can't eat that pig. Is that what we're reading? Keep reading the book, verse 8 and 9. Let's see. Verse 8. Listen.
Of their flesh.
Of that pig flesh.
Shall you not eat?
You shall not eat the pig flesh.
And their carcass.
And their carcass.
Shall you not touch?
You shall not touch it.
They are unclean to you.
Oh, so, and now Paul was raised from the womb to go against John Robert. So it'll tell you about the twist that verse up in the mind. Who said that? Verse number 1, 11, 1. Read it. What is it?
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
Oh.
And to Aaron.
Yes.
Saying unto them.
So this Yahweh telling Moses and Aaron about this pig. You shall not eat it or touch it. Is that what we're reading?
We read.
And what it says in Romans, Mother Pete, what it says in Romans chapter 3, verse 4. Romans chapter 3, verse 4, and Mother Dear of Israel, he 44 ways on this. And the 11th chapter of Leviticus, verse 44 down to verse 47.
Romans chapter
3,
verse 4.
Listen, God.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
Yahweh forbid.
Yahweh forbid.
Yea. Let Yahweh be true.
Let who be true?
Yahweh.
What?
But every man.
What was Paul? What was Paul? Paul the man?
Right.
Right.
Every man a liar, a liar, as it is written.
As it is written. So Paul can get out there and people can put Paul's writing up. But Paul ain't telling you to pray on no hard knees. But they'll go jump that junkie in that verse, not knowing you don't know the truth. The truth is, Yahweh saying, you don't even touch that pig. Nor eat it. Is that what Yahweh said? Then Yahweh did Paul came red back and say, if you put my word up, but let Yahweh be true. And how many men is a liar?
Every
man is a liar. Leviticus 11:44.
Leviticus chapter 11:44.
Listen to this.
For I am Yahweh.
He said, who say you?
I am Yahweh.
Go ahead and read. Lord
Yahweh. You shall therefore sanctify yourself.
And you shall be righteous. He said, you shall be righteous. Go ahead.
For I am righteous.
I am righteous.
Neither shall you defile yourself.
What did he say?
Neither shall you defile yourself.
Go ahead and read.
With any manner of creeping things that creep upon the earth.
Uh-huh. Go ahead and read. Listen
up. For I am Yahweh.
They keep telling you who they are. Go ahead.
That brings you up out of the land of Egypt.
Go ahead.
To be your Yahweh.
Go ahead.
You shall therefore be righteous.
Why?
For I am righteous.
Listen good. Here we go.
Verse 4:6.
Yeah, read what you see. 4:6. How you say? Here we go.
This is the law of the beast.
This is the law. This is the instruction, Moses. Moses, this is the law. This is the instruction. Pertaining to who?
The
beast. What did he say?
And of the
fire. And of the bird.
And of every living creature that moves in the water.
Here go the law, Moses, on everything that I said, Moses. Go ahead and read.
And of every creature that creeps upon the earth.
Listen good. Here we go.
47.
What?
To make a difference.
Oh, you got to do what? You got to make a difference
between unclean.
You got to know what unclean, which is at home,
and clean,
and what is clean,
and between the beast that may be eaten.
You got to know what beast you're going to put in your mouth,
and the beast that may not be eaten.
You see that? So you got to make a beast. You can't jump out of Paul's right. Paul messed up, you jump out of Paul's right. Paul ain't saying you can eat no hog. So you got to make a difference what you put in your mouth. Is that what we're reading here? You got to make a difference for what you put in your mouth. And he said on that hog, you don't touch it or eat it. Is that what we read? Because he's what to you?
Unclean.
So now.
And that's what I think.
So there is that. So you're going to see, when you see somebody eating hog, that is unclean. You can't pray on a hog either.
That's right.
You can't just put your big old, big black hands on some hog and like you're going to bless the food. If it's hog, you can't do it. Let Yahweh be true. And how many men are lying? Every man is lying. Now let's go back to Colossians 2:17, Paul McKay. And let's tighten this up. We're going to get on out the way now. Let's tighten up a 17 now. Colossians 1:17 now. Let's tie this. Let's prove all that. That's all. And hold fast what's good. And what is good? Hey, what is good that we can read? Matthew 19:16-17. What is good that we can read, mother? Matthew 19:16-17. Back up with mother Eve. And Romans 7:12. We don't know what's good. See, the whole past on what's good. What is good that we can read?
Matthew 19:16-17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 16.
What?
And behold, one came and said unto him, Yahweh. Oh, sorry. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master.
What do you call Yahweh the
Father? Good master.
Good master.
What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
what good thing I must do to have eternal life. What do you say?
Verse 17. And he said unto him,
what?
Why
call
thou me good?
He said, why are you calling me good?
There is
the
one, there is none good but one
that is Yahweh. The Father.
Yahweh the Father. But if you would enter into life.
But if you want to get into life.
Keep the Torah instruction.
Keep the law. Keep the command. Keep the first five books. If I tell you don't touch no hall, no eat no hall, got the end of it. But that can keep you at the eternal life. Is that what he said? So all we're going to look back and see what was said on the left side of the book. Because everybody talking on the left side of the book, them books were not even written on the right side. See, everything you need to read on the right side, all these people are gone. See, well, none of this on, but it's not the 41 that you get. That's what the right side is what he's talking about. So everything he was quoting already from the left side of the book on what's good and what's not.
That's right.
Even when we get ready to read with Mother, he get ready to read it Romans chapter 12, I think 7 verse 12. This one day around when Yahweh's throne was around. He was still right in of Yahweh's father when this person came out. What did he say? Mother Eve. What?
Therefore, the law is righteous.
So, isn't
it
that what?
The law is righteous.
The law is righteous. Go ahead.
The commandment. The commandment is
righteous. Yes.
And just.
And what?
And good.
And good. Let's read class one more time, 2:17. Come on, young man. I'm going to tighten this one up now. I'm going to tighten this up. Remember, it wasn't on the left side of the book. I mean no right side of the book. It wasn't no right side of the book. So when you read 2:17, this is after the fact. So you jump down in 2:17, you get twisted all around. What is it?
The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 17.
Yeah, read 16:17.
16:17.
Listen good. Read what he said.
16, read.
What?
Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of person. Or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath day. Verse 17. Which are a shadow of things to come and not the body of Yahweh the Son.
He said it's a shadow of right? Let's go to Hebrews 10:1, my dear Israel. What are you talking about? Hebrews, what is the shout? What was the shout of him to come? What are you talking about? Hebrews 10:1. Facts of A, B, of C, and Ezekiel chapter 45, 47. Let's see what he really was quoting. But him down to read now was nowhere around when Yahweh the Son walked the face of the earth.
Hebrews.
Verse 1. What's the shout? What's the shout? Read.
For the law having a shadow of good things.
Oh, the law he's talking about is a shadow for what?
Good things to come.
For good things to come.
And not the very image of the things and never with those sacrifices.
Oh, that law, it was a good thing to come before he got here. The law of what?
Sacrifice.
Read.
Which they offer year by year.
Year by year. The country deal will blow up. Go ahead.
Continuously.
But what?
May the commerce there unto.
But it could never take away a sin of killing them out. So now let's go to Ezekiel 45, verse 17. Let's see what Yahweh was, what he was pulling, and they twisted up. Let's see what he's talking about. Read again in the Colossians 2:16 one more time there. Number one, read that again, 2:16.
Okay. from the Colossians, chapter 2, verse 16.
Listen.
Verse 16 reads, let no man judge. Let no man therefore judge you and me.
So let him judge you and me.
Or in drink.
In drink.
Or in respect of an holy day.
Yes.
Or of the new moon.
Or the new moon.
Or of the Sabbath day.
Or the Sabbath day. Now, come on, Abel. 45:17 resistance. Let's see what was Paul. For Paul, he couldn't pull this. He had to pull this. He had to pull Ezekiel 45:17. Let's read a little bit more.
Ezekiel chapter 45:17.
Look at
this. And it shall be the prince's part.
Oh, but this going to be the prince's part.
To give what? To give burnt offering.
To give what?
Burnt offering.
Oh, so when Paul was bringing back to the table, is the prince's part to give what?
Burnt offering.
Burnt offering.
And meat offering.
And meat offering.
And drink offering.
And drink offering.
In the feast.
And the feast.
And in the new moon.
And the new moon.
And in the Sabbath.
And in the Sabbath.
And all
So he let you know when I show you all the things that sit on the table, don't let no man judge you when I'm coming to get you back to start doing these things. The only thing you was not to be doing is the killing of the animal, because Yahweh the Son made his body, Hebrews 9:14, A.D. Ephesians. What he removed was the killing of the animal. All the rest of the stuff was still on the table. Save the born on Sabbath day, keeping the feast days. All that was all good. Hebrews 10:14, bring it. A.D. Ephesians 10:14. Hebrews 10:14. Chapter 9. Hebrews 9:14.
Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Yahweh the Son, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to Yahweh the Father, purge your conscience from the dead works to serve the living Yahweh.
And what was the dead verse that we can read there, Mother dear of Israel? Acts 14:14-16. Let's read the dead verse they were doing. Now, that's why he tried to get them back to do it in that dead verse. What was the dead verse in Acts 14:14-16? What was the dead verse? What were they doing? That was dead verse. He tried to jumpstart them and put down that dead verse. What was that? 14:14-16. Acts 14:14. Bring it.
Acts 14:14-16.
Yeah.
Verse 14. Which one of the apostles, Barnabas and Paul, heard of, they went to their clothes.
Now, when Paul and Barnabas heard about these things, they took their garment and just ripped their garment wide open.
And then ran among
the people.
Crying out.
What did he say?
Verse 16.
What?
And said.
What?
Sir.
Sir.
Why do you these things?
He said, why are you doing these things, sir? Why you leadership? You preach. Why y'all doing these things here, bud?
We also are men. Like
passion. And we just like you, but we come to tell you what?
With you and teach you.
And we just do what with you?
Teach unto you.
Teach you. Remember he said, know the truth. I've got to teach you something,
right? That you should turn from
these vanities. Oh, I come to teach you to put down that vanity. Right?
To the living Yahweh,
yeah,
which made heaven and earth,
yeah,
and the are therein.
Go ahead.
Verse 16. Who in time past suffered all nations to walk in their own way.
Yeah, but I missed the word and it turned away from what? I missed the word. I didn't hear it. But the word I missed. You got to turn from something, but I didn't hear the right word there.
You should have turned from these benefits.
Yeah, but I missed the word. It's the word that I didn't hear. Now, I'm seeing where I didn't hear them. I'm going to the 14th chapter. The word that I didn't hear. Make it collect the verse 13. That is 13. But me reading, I didn't hear it because we didn't read. That's what happened. 14, 13. What word that I need to, that I didn't hear?
Verse
13. Yeah.
Then the priest of Jupiter. Which was before their city.
Yeah, yeah.
Brought oxen.
And donkeys.
Unto the gate.
Yeah.
And would have done sacrifice.
So Paul would tell them to turn away from what?
Sacrifice.
Hallelujah. It ain't no killing no animals no more. That's the same thing. Now read A, B, or C. Read 10, verse 12. Or Hebrews. 12 and 13. Hebrews chapter 10, 12, and 13.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12 and 13.
Yes, ma'am. What does it say?
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12 and 13. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever, sat down on the right hand of Yahweh the Father.
And after he made one offer for sin, he sat down on the right hand of Yahweh the Father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Verse 13. From henceforth, expect him till his enemies be made his footstool.
So right now, he's watching the walls that's going to believe on him.
Yes.
Understand the sacrificial law is done away with.
Yes.
No more killing animals. Now you got the door of repentance open. Now you got a door of grace open. And grace was what again that mother be? Now come back. Give me that verse again, Moses. What is grace again? And now grace, now you got grace. But what is grace that we can read? We read it a long time ago. Now we not up under the law of sacrificing, but we up under grace. But what is grace? Now come back to your Titus again. And you're using up Titus. You would really need something in Titus, but we left that about an hour ago. 30 minutes ago. You know, I know you never read, but we broke away from it. For some reason, we broke away from it. But now we better wrap it up in time. 2-1. Yeah. You know, it's brother Titus.
3-1.
2-1. Now you better tie this up about this grace. Now, we know what grace is. See, we know what grace is. So grace, what we're thinking now, we not about all the kind of grace. But we'll find out the definition of grace in 2 verse 11. Titus 2 11. Definition of grace.
Titus chapter
2 verse 11. 3-1 verse 11 and young lion pick up verse 12.
book of Titus, chapter 2, verse 12.
Yeah, get two words.
Verse 12 reads, teaching us.
Grace is a teacher. Grace is a teacher. You have grace to learn a word about what you eat, what you don't call to eat, how to keep the Sabbath day, and all that stuff. Man, your friend is getting grace when he and I born. Grace teaches us.
Hallelujah. Wow.
That's what grace do. It teaches us what? That what? Read them all, dear Israel. That what? That what? Come on, Brother Isaac.
Denying
what?
Unyahwaliness.
And worldly lust. Grace teaches us to deny unyahwaliness and worldly lust, correct?
We should live soberly.
That we're going to live soberly.
Righteously.
And with Yahwali.
In this present
world. So that was grace too. It teaches us how to walk and talk in Yahwah's word. Yes. You know that? No. We were bringing our elder to lead, teach out of Camp 1 by Samuel. Hell of Yahweh, 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 Judah. Yahweh, Peter, Seer,
Seer, Roy. My destiny is real.
Seer, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Once again, we had a top party, Yahweh, Saturday. What gives you my flavor? The flavor is Yahweh, do it. It is marvelous in our lives.
Hallelujah.
I just want to pull out a couple of scriptures to back up some of the things that Peter was saying. If I get two witnesses, bag it up in the book of Acts.
I'm sorry, I'm just trying to get high.
The book of Acts, chapter 24, buddy. Let's see what Paul, I did all my say he was working with. Acts chapter 24. Let's look at verse number 14. What did he have to work with? Was it any such thing as what they call it? New Testament? Acts chapter 24, verse number 14.
Acts
chapter
24, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
But this I confess, you see, that the way which they call it,
when he come out to see what about?
So which is I, Yahweh, my father.
You want what?
Believing all things.
Believing all things?
Which are written in the Torah instructions and the seal.
The father he would work with the Torah instructions, first five books, and the seal, right? Well, let's see what else was on the table out of the mouth of Yahweh the son. Well, let's see what else was they working with. The father he had the instructions, first five books, and the seal. Let's peek at this. Let's see what else they were working with. Her mother's seed. Mother had 24. Now, Yahweh the son had his own mouth to tell you what he was working with. Verse 24. Luke 24, 44. Mother Eat Israel, see you right.
Luke chapter 24, verse 24. Verse 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I were yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses.
The Torah instructions, the first five books of Moses, go ahead.
And in the seal.
And the seal was on the table, right? So he is. And what else?
And in the psalm.
And in the psalm. This is what they had to work with at that particular time when Yahweh the son walked the planet, right?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the first five books of Moses, the seal, and the psalm. There was another book around during his time called to prove that it was another book because the only place we're going to find this is in that book, right? So they did speak, let's find the St. John 10, verse 22. The St. see if we can put it out in St. John chapter 10, verse 22. It's a big picture of the Roy.
John chapter 10, verse 22.
St. John chapter 10, verse number 22.
John chapter 10, verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was in Jerusalem, saluted for Yahweh Judah, the feast of the dedication. And it was winter.
They went to the feast of dedication. 23, what happened?
Verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh the Son walked in the temple in Solomon's porch.
So the husband should go find out about this feast that Looking at 16 and 17, let's get it out here. Luke chapter
And it came to Nazareth.
He came to Nazareth.
Where he had been brought up.
Yes, ma'am.
And as his custom was,
mm-hmm.
he went into the synagogue, the temple of the Sabbath day.
Went to the temple on the Sabbath day and did what?
And stood up for to read.
We at the temple, right?
Yes.
Our ears should be in some book, right? Our ears should be in the book, right?
Yeah.
But that's what he did. He went, he stood up for to read. What did he ask for in verse 17? What did he ask for?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the seer Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
But he called for the book of the seer Isaiah, right? And let's see where he did that statement that I'm going to put this, let's go back and read that again, Monday. Luke 21, verse number 15. Luke 21, verse 15. What are we looking at there?
Luke, chapter
21,
verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
But I will give you a mouth and wisdom,
mm-hmm.
which all your adversaries
shall
not be able to gainsay nor resist.
We found out that he understood about the book of Isaiah, right? Well, let's see why he made that statement. I'm going to give you a mouth, Mother D.F. Israel. It's from Isaiah chapter 51. Let's see, say Isaiah 51, 16. What did he say? Isaiah chapter 51, verse 16. Mother D.F. Israel. I'll see you, bro.
Isaiah chapter 16.
Verse number 16. Isaiah 51, verse 16. What are you talking about? I'm going to give you a mouth. What are you talking about then?
Isaiah chapter 51, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And I have put my words in your mouth.
Is that what I'm saying? You put the word where?
In your mouth.
Go ahead, read up.
And I have covered you in the shadow of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
That I may plant the heavens.
Go ahead.
And lay the foundation of the earth,
mm-hmm.
and say unto Judah, thou art my people.
Well, yeah, they got to Judah. You are my people. But to Isaiah 59, Marie. See if we can get a second with you. So he say, I put my word in your mouth. But when you say, I'm going to give you a mouth, you tell about that word that we have a court, right? Verse 21, what he say? Well, they get his brother C-Roy, Isaiah 59, 21. See, we get a second witness concerning the matter.
Isaiah
59, verse 21. Yes, ma'am.
That's for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is my covenant with
him, right?
Go ahead.
What is this covenant?
This is Yahweh. Uh-huh. My spirit. That is upon you.
Go ahead.
And my word, which I have put in thy mouth.
Yeah. what Yahweh say about how he did. Brother Zeke, let's read it in Deuteronomy. Let's see if I can pull this out. This is our job. When we close the door, let's see if I can pull it out, Brother Zeke. That's why I made a statement. If I could lay my eyes on it, then maybe I could read it. If I don't lay my eyes on it, then I can't read it.
All
right. And so far, my eyes ain't laid on nothing that I'm looking for. But let me see if I can pull out something to start with here, Mother Lee. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 4 right quick. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 4. And let's keep that verse number, 27 and 28. Let me see if I can lay my eyes on the statement that I'm looking for here, Mother Lee. If I can't, then I'm going to have to bite the bullet, right? That's why I just keep it moving. 92:18,
keep moving.
That's
why.
Let's
look at
Deuteronomy 4.
Mother
Z, let's look at 27 and 28.
Yes,
ma'am.
Verse 27.
Uh-huh.
And the Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall be left two in number.
Yes, ma'am.
Among the heathen.
Uh-huh.
Wherewith the Yahweh shall lead you. Verse 28.
Read a little bit more of that. Because they ain't having no good fortune over here. Come on with it.
Verse 28.
Yes, ma'am.
And there he shall serve false Yahweh.
And there he shall serve false Yahweh.
The work of man's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Wood and stone.
Wood and stone.
Which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell.
Jump out of verse number 31 and 32.
Deuteronomy 4:31 and 32.
Deuteronomy 4:31 and 32.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 31. Uh-huh. But the Yahweh, their Yahweh, is a mischievous Yahweh.
Merciful.
Merciful. But the Yahweh, your Yahweh, is a merciful Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
He will not forsake you, neither destroy you,
nor forget
the covenant of their fathers.
So he said this covenant was made with who?
With the fathers.
With our fathers, right? Let's keep that up. What fathers he talking about in the book of Psalms? Amen, baby. Who was the covenant made with in the book of Psalms 105? Let's keep that 6 through 10. So say amen, baby, and see you right. Psalms 105, verse number 6 through 10. Who is our father? Does this covenant, does the agreement was made with the amen, baby, and see you right?
Psalms chapter 105.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 through 7.
6 through 10. Amen. Psalm
105,
6 through 10. Who is our father that he made this agreement with?
Psalm chapter 105, verse 6 through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you seed of Abraham.
Oh, you seed. Now, we read that word a little bit earlier about the seed, right? He said, you seed of Abraham. Know that point. Let's see how he dealt with Abraham, Mother D of Israel. Come back to that idea of 51. We get that verse number 1 and 2. Let's see what about Abraham the young one dealt with. Isaiah 51. Verse number 1 and 2. Mother D of Israel of being right. Let's see how Yahweh deal with our father Abraham.
Isaiah. Verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Hearken, listen to me.
Listen to me.
You that follow.
into the hole of the pit which you are dug.
You are digging. Well, here we are.
Verse 2.
Yes, man.
Look unto Abraham, your father.
Look unto Abraham, your father, right? Wait.
Unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone.
What do you call Abraham? How?
Alone.
You mean? With nobody in the party in their clique.
Hallelujah,
bro. But Abraham, he was just like, what did y'all say? I called Abraham. I didn't call Abraham a lot. I called Abraham a law, right?
Hallelujah,
bro. Let's go to the book of Nehemiah, Mother. See what we get a cycle with it. Nehemiah chapter 9. See how he tells us our father, right? Abraham. Because Nehemiah chapter 9, Mother, feed Israel and see you royal. Let's see if I can lay my eyes on to Nehemiah. I think we want to look at verse number 1. Let me peep at it right quick. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 1, Mother. I believe that's what we need. Look at Nehemiah chapter 9. And let's just get to the Mr. Madden. Verse number 7. Nehemiah 9, verse 7. What do you say, Mother? Nehemiah 9, verse number 7. So he said he called Abraham alone, right?
That's right.
The book of Nehemiah
9,
verse 7.
Hallelujah,
what? Chapter 9, verse 7. Your man, Yahweh. How are Yahweh?
Yahweh.
Right quick, you know, it's the teaching I hear, they're pushing it real hard about, you know, the new covenant opened up the
Israel, like he said, it is on the table forever, is the word Come in, brother.
when I ain't coming. All right, this is the top part of the status. We're going live all around. Live on Blog Talk. Live on Facebook. Live on Instagram. Live inside of the temple.
We live on
one more thing, Power Talk. It's just Luke chapter 12, verse 12, going on Mother D.F. Israel.
And we're going
to get Mother E. Let me get to Matthew chapter 10, verse 19.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. And we at BOTTY, we believe that. You know, we can need a whole word. When we hear about the right to say or teach you what you got to say at that very same hour, you know, we take it off that. Mother Eve, what you hold over there for me in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19?
The book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
When David lifted you up,
mm-hmm.
take no thought,
how
or what you shall
see. Mm-hmm. And we believe that. And like I said, we believe the whole word, you know, in B-O-T-T-Y. And let's see what's written. We're going back to slide over there in that book of Romans chapter 3. And we're going to read one verse at a time. Mother Z, let me get Romans chapter 3. Give me verse 1. And then since they did, you going to back up with verse 2. Yeah, we're gonna kick it off at Romans. We're gonna go to chapter 3. Because, you know, Mother D.F. Israel. We've been dealing with Yada Judah. We wanna make sure Yada Judah know what's going on in these positions out here. So we wanna make sure that we do our part and give Yada Judah some information about Yada Judah. So we're gonna let's find out what's going on in Romans chapter 3, verse 1. Pick it up from your mother's seat. What do you read in Romans chapter 3, verse 1?
Romans chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. What advantage then has the...
Man, exactly what it is, Mom.
Okay. What advantage then has the Jews
their circumcision. Paul raised the question here. He said, hey, what's the advantage has been of the Jew? So we're gonna deal with the word Jew real quick so we can move on the table. We'll get right to it. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's go to 2 Kings, give me chapter 15, give me verse 32 and verse 37. We're gonna find out when the first time this word Jew appears up in the Bible. So in what they did, give me 2 Kings, Mother D.F. Israel, give me 2 Kings 15, 32 and 37. Sister A.P., give me 2 Kings, give me 16, give me chapter 1, I mean chapter 16, give me verse 1, 5 and 6. Yes, ma'am. We're going to deal with the first time this verse 2 came in the mix. And then, right, before you read that, Don't bring it in. We're going to follow that road. We're going to get the scriptures on the table. I'll get Mother E. Meet me over in that answer. E-D-R-A. 2
Kings chapter
15,
verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
The son of Remaliah,
king of
Israel,
began
with the
Mm-hmm. So king of who?
Judah.
Okay, so we got Dothan, king of Judah. He began to reign, as we read in verse 32, right? Okay, now what did he say in verse 37?
Verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, your father began to sin against Judah,
and Pekah. And Pekah,
the son of Remaliah.
Yeah, Remaliah. So we got on the table now here. As we continue to read, we see in verse 32, we got Uzziah was the king of Judah on the table, right? But then we turn around, we see inside of our book, we see in verse 37, he says, Yahweh began to sin against Judah, risen the king of Syria. So we know Judah was on the mark right here, and in a couple verses we read. But let's see what happens as we read in chapter 16. Took they did. What's your number there?
2 Kings chapter 16, verse 1, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1, 5, and 6. That's it.
Verse 1. In the 17th year of Pekah. The son of Uriah.
Remaliah.
The son of Jehu.
Remaliah, I have the son of Jotham.
King of Judah.
King of who?
Judah.
Uh-huh. What happened, king of Judah what?
Began to reign.
So we got king of Judah began to reign, right? So what did he say, give me 5 and 6.
Okay, verse 5. Then Rezon, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war. And they besieged Asa, but could not overcome him. Verse 6. At that time, Rezon, king...
Hold on. Put a little audio on that for us.
Yeah.
They was recognized there, I can tell you.
But they would have not found that they had a
So they wasn't found. They was what? Uh-huh. So when we can't find it in the record, that means we come to find out that that word Jew is just polluted.
Yeah.
Polluted is the most dirty word. It's just polluted. So we just come to find out that they tagged our book and threw Jew on up in there.
Yeah.
That's what's going on here. We're going to call it out here. You tagged our book. You put J-E-W-S right on up in there and throw us up.
Mm-hmm. Put it out your mind.
Put it out your mind.
Put it out your mind.
Put it out your mind. It's a polluted word. But we come to find out the games that they play. We're going to pick this back up at Romans chapter 3. Who's going to be back you up? Since they did.
Let me add one to that.
Who is this champion talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And
And death also.
Mm-hmm.
And so shall thy name no more, nowhere be found, but in Israel. Hold on, where his name will be found nowhere, but what? He's trying to tell me that all these 17 nations trying to come and tell you your maker's name, but he just told you that the name will be found in you, Israel. So you will let somebody else come and tell you that the Father name Yahweh, Yahshua, Yahweh, Lord God, Jesus, anything in the Islamic act and everything else. But when you read in your book, he told you that the name will be found nowhere else but where, Mother?
In Israel.
In Israel.
And let me put a
picture
up on that the Lord put earlier. Mother, you put the name chapter. So it's only going to be found in Israel. So we'll go back to our world again, 59, and we'll find out that what is the responsibility of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to be found in you.
Mm-hmm.
So in Isaiah 59, we want to find out then how you're supposed to respond, knowing that it's only going to be told by you. Verse 21, what does it say?
Isaiah. As for me, this is my covenant with them.
The children of Israel.
Says Yahweh.
What?
My spirit.
My spirit is my word.
That is upon you.
That is upon the children of Israel.
And my words, which I have put in your mouth.
And by the mouth of the children of Israel.
Shall not be part
from the children of Israel.
Out of your mouth.
What? And the seed will be talking about from how old is your mother be at Israel? From how old?
Three years old and up.
We're going to see 3 year old seed talking about from Yahweh.
Nor out of the mouth of your seed.
Yeah.
Says
Yahweh. From henceforth. And forever. So Yahweh seed from 3 years old and up.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we'll read the word. So, looking at that. Okay. Bad luck, Mother Bill. Let me hit the WCC real quick. In 31 verse 16. Well, in 2 Chronicles 31 verse 16. Y'all make a note of that, because y'all supposed to monitor these things. Anybody sitting up, Yahweh, they got grandbabies from 3 years old and up. Let's see how that goes roll. 2 Chronicles 31, verse 16. It gives God the responsibility.
Chapter 31, verse 16.
Boom. Besides the genealogy
of the male. From 3 years old and up.
From how long?
From 3 years old.
3 years old and up. That's the time, 6,000
verse 18. And the genealogy of all their little ones.
The Lord.
Their wives. And their sons. And their daughters.
Good. Yes.
For in their set office, they sanctify themselves in righteousness.
From what age?
3 years old.
They're supposed to be knowing about the righteous works of Yahweh from 3 years old and up. You hear that, Mother? 3 years, we got a monitor that. 3 years old and up. They're supposed to know about the Yahweh's covenant and them previous. From 3 years, we're going to be a 3 years old. So where my friend is at?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going out, where my friend is at?
Mm-hmm.
At 3 years old and up, they're going to move out their friends. Back in the young man.
Hallelujah. Wow. Let's pick this back up in 2nd Ezra chapter 3. We're going over the verse 36. Finish knocked it out, Mother Eve. Don't give it a last hit.
Because we're just trying to find out that his name ain't known nowhere else but in Israel. So what do you say in verse 36, Mother Eve? Mm-hmm.
Thus shall find that Israel, thy name, has kept thy priesthood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So Israel by name is the one that had kept his priesthood. He said, not the other nation. Mother, you can turn it over to that. Did you read that Psalm 76 verse 1 for me already? That's right, that's what we said. Mother Z, give me Chronicles chapter 5 verse 2. Mother Z. We'll go to 1 Chronicles, we'll go to chapter 5, verse 2. So we come to find out that in Yahweh known, right? Then we come to find out that if the name came, ain't gonna come nowhere else but from Israel. So let's get back on Yahweh Judah and find out about Yahweh Judah's position of remember, Paul made a statement about Yahweh Judah having advantage much in every way. So let's see what he has to say in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2. Let's get some information about Yahweh Judah and their position.
1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Well, Yahweh Judah prevailed above his brother, and him came the chief ruler, but the birthright was Joseph.
So Yahweh Judah prevailed over his brothers, right? And what position did he get? What was his position again, Mother Zee? Yahweh Judah prevailed over his brother, but what happened after that? Yahweh Judah, read that for me again. Pick it back up at the top. And he became what, that Moses? And he became what?
But the birthright.
No, he became what? Right, look at the book.
Back up, okay.
What was the book?
For Yahweh Judah prevail above his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Above his brother.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah, what verse 1 says?
Verse 1. and Israel called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days.
So we got Israel told to gather up his sons, and he going to tell what's going to happen to him in the last days, right?
Yes,
right. And he's talking to Judah right now, and he said, Judah, hey, you will be the hand of your enemies, but also your brother and go. They go they go do some power down to you, man.
What time are we in right now, my brother? The last day, that prophecy is on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at the thought you in the last day. In the last day as we speak.
So, what you mean over there, Mother D.F. Israel?
Exodus chapter 1.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one down. I think it's 5.
Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 to 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, these are the names of the children of Israel.
What's the names of the children of Israel?
Which came into Egypt.
They came, okay, they got the ones that came to Egypt. What was their name?
Every man in his household came with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Reuben.
1.
Simeon.
2.
Levi.
3.
And Judah.
Fourth son, Judah. So we got Judah, the fourth son of Israel. But continue to read in verse 3.
Verse 3. Issachar.
5.
Zebulun.
6.
And Benjamin.
Okay, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, verse 5.
And all the souls that came out of the loins of Israel were 70 souls,
mm-hmm.
For Joseph was his Egypt always.
So we got this 12. So we got Joseph here up in the 12th one that we just named on the last rundown. So we got the fourth son of Israel who is, the one that said to his brother, and the ones who just got done naming, are going to be the ones that's going to, he's talking about, bow down to them. All right, we want to pick that back up. Now we got that on the mic. We know his brother is. What you reading over there? Who's reading that Genesis 49 for me? Since they did? All right, since they did, pick it back up where you left off there.
Genesis chapter 49.
Yeah, take it out, right? We'll put that verse back up at the top.
Verse,
yeah, because now we know that we got the fourth son, the Jew of Israel. Matter of fact, knock that out. Knock it out, since they did.
Genesis
we'll put some on the
chapter 49, verse 8.
Uh-huh, what do you read?
Judah, Yahda Judah,
mm-hmm.
You are he whom your brother shall praise.
Mm-hmm.
Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Your father's children shall bow down before you. Verse 9. Yahda Judah is a lion.
Hold up. We want to make sure that we get Judah.
Okay.
We get Judah. Good understanding about who is Judah. Who is the Judah?
Yeah.
Let's go back and let's read. Let's go over to the book of Genesis now. Now, Michael P.F. Israel, we are going to the book of Genesis, and we're going to get an encounter on Judah. Right? So we're going to slide over the book of Genesis, chapter 27. We're going to pick it up in verse, matter of fact, it's 29. We're going to read verse 29. We're going to pick it up at verse 31. Again, we're going to just drop right on down and read verse 35. We're going to find out who the mother is of Judah. Now, we got the father. Let's put the mother on, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is 29 verse 31.
Yeah, start at verse 31. Yeah, we just go get a good story out of it. We're going to read down to 35. We're going to get it all in today. We get it back in tomorrow. But we're going to get a good story out of it. We're going to pick it up at verse 31.
Verse 31. Genesis 29:31.
Mm-hmm.
And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated,
mm-hmm.
he opened her womb,
mm-hmm.
but Rachel was barren.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 32. And Leah conceived and bare a son,
mm-hmm.
and she called his name Reuben,
mm-hmm.
for she said, surely Yahweh has looked upon my affliction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, therefore, my husband will love me.
So, Reuben is the only boy. All right, verse 33.
Verse 33.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, verse 33. And she could see it again and
mm-hmm.
bear
the son. Because she's on that second one right now. She's going to do
it for him. And say.
What's she say?
Because Yahweh has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me this son also, and she called his name Simeon.
Mm-hmm. So Simeon just came out, right?
Yeah.
That's the second boy, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out who the third boy is. Right. And these all came from the mother, Leah. Yeah. Continue to read.
Verse 34. And she
conceived
again.
Yeah, she conceived again. She's talking about the truth. All that, three of them.
There's
the
son.
Mm-hmm.
Said,
what?
Now this time will my husband be born unto me,
mm-hmm.
because I have borne him three sons.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore was his name called Levi.
Mm-hmm. And so now we got Levi on the table, third boy.
Yeah.
So Levi is older than us, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so now let's find out when we come into the play. You know, we do come out, you got to come out strong.
Right.
What did he say? Well, how's Judah coming out?
Verse
35. How's Judah coming?
And she can see it again.
She can see it again. Now, this Leah. And it's the mother.
And bearing a son. And she said, now will I praise
Yahweh. Now will I praise
Yahweh. For she called his name Judah.
What she call his name?
Judah.
So now we got on the table that Judah on the table, the fourth son of Leah, and where Israel lived. And now we got on the table, Judah, your name now of praise Yahweh.
Yes.
So what your name means something. You got to ask what we're going to do here. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. Mother, he would have said over there, he said that your name is Praise Yahweh. That means you got a job to be doing. What's your job in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21? We're going to put a job description on Judah. So what we can read, again, Mother D.F. Israel, give me Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. Mother, the fruit they did, Numbers 15:37 down to 41. And then we're going to go to, we'll go to Mother Zen, Deuteronomy 22, and we're going to pick it up at verse 12. We're going to see what we have of time we got left after that.
I see
it 43:21. Yes, ma'am. So we got a job to do. You know, we're going to find out what Judah's job is, you know. Give the job title. Remember, their name means Praise Yahweh. So let's find out Praise Yahweh. Let's get something on the table about Isaiah 43, verse 21.
Isaiah 43,
verse 21. Uh-huh. This people have I formed
on myself.
They shall show forth my praise. So these people that he has formed for himself, he say, they should show forth their praise. Alright, so what do the name mean again? So he said praise Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And Judah got a job description to show forth his praise.
Yes.
But let's see how Judah can show forth his praise. Isaiah 61 verse 3.
Isaiah 61 verse
3. Mm-hmm.
2 verse
3. Yes, ma'am. 61 verse 3, ma'am.
To appoint unto them that mourn in Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment
type of garment?
Praise.
So Jews don't get they gotta have some garments of praise, right?
Yeah.
He said, show forth his praise, right?
Yeah.
He's telling to give you some garments of praise.
Yeah.
So let's see what he gotta say. Let's go give him these garments of praise that we can read.
Mm-hmm. And what you're supposed to be garments of praise to show what again? Wait, so what? So forth in praise. And so, what else? I need no word. When they see you, can say it again, mama?
Trying to find out what's supposed to be
Yahdashua. So we're supposed to give these beautiful garments as a praise. What are we reading over there, Sister Abir?
Numbers chapter 15, verse 37 to 41.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 37.
Verse 37, we're reading.
And Yahshua spake unto Moses, saying,
what did he say?
Verse 38.
38.
Speak unto the children of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments.
Uh-huh.
Throughout their generation.
And it's his generation, right?
Right.
Okay, so those beautiful garments, they got to be some fringes on it, according to what we can read, right?
Right.
All right, so what did he say over there? Give me the next couple verses.
And that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue.
So, and also on those beautiful garments, a braid, you got to be, for Yahdashua, you got to be the first one to make an example. You have to have a ribbon of blue and, going around the borders of your garment.
Right. Go
ahead and read.
Verse 39.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be unto you for a fringe.
It shall be for you for a fringe. Why?
That you may look upon it.
That you may look with your eyes. Let me some bad boys work. Let's get some great jobs going on.
And remember all the Torah instructions of Yahweh and do that.
So these, when you look at them, it should be a reminder. You know when you feel like, hey, I'm just going to sugarcoat. You know, hey, I got some James 5:20 I need to get on. So I ain't gonna act like I'm walking around just outstanding. So when I look down at these and something come across my mind or something that ain't right, and I look down at these friends, it reminds me, and I'll be like, man, you know what? I can't do that. You see what I'm saying? So those friends that really do the truth. Because it would stop you, and you would forget to have them on. You'll be getting ready to pull up, and you'll look down like, man.
With the fringes, is it a number of fringes that it's supposed to be? Because it's a remember to look at the fringes and remember to keep all the commandments. It's supposed to be 613 commandments or whatever. And so is it a certain number of fringes that you have to have stitched onto your borders or your garment, or is just
22 verse 12. Yeah, we're gonna bring that right on now.